Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, my name is Paul Butler. I'm a client partner with New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Kerry Arvey, who is a workforce development consultant, career coach, and corporate trainer with her own organization, CareerWise Consulting. Kerry, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Kerry, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Paul. First, congratulations on more than 20 years of helping organizations develop stronger leaders. I think we share a similar belief that organizations become extraordinary when people become extraordinary. And so I'm Kerry Arvey. Thank you. You did a great job pronouncing my name, by the way. I'm founder of CareerWise Consulting, and I really help job and career centers build, you know, effective career development systems that improve performance, well-being, and employment outcomes for their clients. That's kind of the foundational aspect of what I do. And on the surface, people may think I teach career development, but that's not technically, you know, what I do, or not really what I do. What I do is help individuals and organizations bring out the very best in their teams. So, you know, my belief is that when staff are confident, engaged, and working in their strengths, everything changes. Clients get better, service gets better, teams collaborate better, retention improves, performance improves, and ultimately more lives are changed for the better. You know, I had a team, you know, many years ago when I started, you know, exclusively in workforce development, I was working with a team that was really a struggling workforce team. And most organizations would have started by saying, oh, who's underperforming? Where are the problems? How do we fix the problems? But when I came in, I started with a different question. What I like to do is really look at what is each person naturally exceptional at? You know, we reorganize the responsibilities around the people's strengths instead of their job description. So if I had five job developers, they had the exact same job description, but not one of their roles looked exactly the same because of the customization of their roles based on what they did best. So within a few months, actually, engagement changed in that center dramatically. Placement climbed to among the highest in LA County. And we retain nearly every employee. And so that experience really, enforced a belief, you know, this belief that, you know, bringing out the best in others, empowering them to be their best selves is really what creates positive results. Did you want me just to continue on, Paul, or did you want to add?
Yes, please go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
Because I do have a few points to share in kind of how I did that and my focus on this. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that I think I see organizations making is believing that better results come from trying to motivate their staff and team members to do better, to do more. You can do this. And my experience has been almost the opposite. You know, people rarely need more motivation. They have their own motivation. Employers might not know, or managers might not know what it is, but really they need more clarity, clarity about what they're naturally good at, clarity about the value they bring, clarity about how their work connects to something meaningful. And really throughout my career, I've led career centers and workforce organizations that consistently achieved, you know, placement rates between 85 and 100% while maintaining nearly 100% employee retention. And that wasn't an accident. What I came to see was that when you intentionally design systems around the people's strengths, instead of trying to force everyone into the same mold, that's when you get outstanding results. So when organizations ask me what my best practices are or what I recommend, I usually have three that I like to share. So first, know your people before you try to develop your people. Too often leaders, you know, whether they've been there for a while and they have a new initiative or they're brand new to a team, they jump in and spend their time trying to fix the weaknesses. Where's the weakest link? You know, where's the problem? And so, as I mentioned, I believe that the greatest opportunity comes from discovering and developing their strengths. So when people understand what they naturally do better, their confidence grows, their engagement increases, and performance follows. So that's the first one. Know your people before you try to develop your people. The second is treat learning as part of work, not separate from work. Training shouldn't end when people leave the conference, leave the workshop or the training. Learning has to be integrated into everyday coaching, conversations, feedback, and problem solving. And that's really where the lasting change happens. So incorporating this empowerment into their everyday job, as opposed to those one and dones we see so much of out there. A new initiative, we're going to bring in a speaker, they're going to presentation, and then great, take that information and go out there and change the world. I think we need a little bit more in the day-to-day. And then the third is use technology to become more human, not less human. So, everyone's talking about AI right now. I absolutely believe that AI is transforming how we work. I was, watching it with an eagle eye initially, and I very quickly saw the value of bringing it in and fell in love with learning it, absorbing it, applying it, picking and choosing what worked best for the teams that I was working with. So, organizations that I thrive, I don't think are not the ones replacing human connection. We've seen a lot of organizations just get rid of people as they're starting to build AI solutions. And they're going to see a big dip, I think, before they see anything improving. And they're going to be calling, as we've seen with some companies already, they're going to be calling a lot of those people back. There's also the ones that are using AI to eliminate busy work, so their people have more time for meaningful conversations, better coaching, stronger relationships, and really more thoughtful decisions. And that's where the real competitive edge is going to come from in these types of roles, these frontline positions in particular, right? The ones that need a human touch, whether it's counseling, career development, coaching, human resources. So at the end of the day, and I forget the quote that Maya Angelou said, but it's something like this, at the end of the day, people don't. I've twisted a little, I guess, for myself. People don't remember the organizations because their processes. They remember how their managers and their teammates made them feel. So whether you're leading employees, serving customers, coaching job seekers, developing future leaders, the greatest impact comes from bringing out the best in others. And that's really become my mission. And if I can help career development leaders create workplaces where people feel seen, valued, and equipped to contribute their best, positive outcomes naturally follow. And that is the work I feel incredibly fortunate to do every day, believing that people don't need to become someone else to perform at a higher level. They need the opportunity to become more of who they already are at their best. And that's the in a nutshell, Paul.
I love it. I love it. You could do like a hashtag at the end there. That was beautiful. Perfect. Perfect. Kerry, just to say thank you so much for sharing that wisdom for us, which I think is built upon some really profound principles and is very, very practical, super, super practical. Again, thanks for taking a few minutes with us. If I could give a shout out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Kerry, could I offer you, as is our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
I would love that. I would love that. I'll get one right back at you
Kerry, thanks ever so much, and I look forward to seeing you around soon as well.
I feel the same way, Paul. It's always great to see you. We'll see you
Thanks,
soon.
Kara. Bye for now.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.